Okay, great. Well, we're official. What we're trying to do with the professional learning communities, or we call them Brownfields PLCs, is to get a group of people together who are interested in Brownfields job training and have informal discussions on the topics that they're interested in or the issues that are at present.
Who just joined us, please?
Michael Way from San Joaquin Youth Build.
Oh, great. Thanks, Michael.
No problem. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Doing good, Michael. Welcome to the group. And this is part of the protocol. As we go along, people will join. You'll hear the little bing, and Glow will introduce them. And then we'll just continue with the discussion. And the whole idea is to open a dialogue and have informal discussions where we could all ask questions about the issues that we're talking about, the challenges that stay focused on certain topics. Through the this round, we did a round in the fall. We did 17 of these, and we're going to do another 10, and you all probably got a little schedule. While we have a schedule, it doesn't mean we have to absolutely stick to those, but these are, and if the group decides they want to address a very important issue that comes up, we might either have a special session or we might replace a session and hold it later. The whole idea is to discuss issues that people are concerned about.
Hi, who joined us, please?
Tom Zuniga.
Thanks, Tom.
Welcome to the group, Tom. So we want to discuss issues that are of concern to people and areas that they're interested in. If you're working on a grant or establishing a new program, you may want to find out about something that's bothering you or about you ask questions of people. People like Lynn, who is participating, and Warren, we will have people who have very successful programs. We'll have people who are just interested casually, and we'll have people who are getting ready to apply for the next round of grants who are real serious about this and want to try to improve their chances of doing better in the grant. We'll also have people who have programs that just want to get input from other people. We find that we all learn something from other people, what they're doing, or maybe a website that they're using, or some web tool they're using, or sources of funds that they've uncovered that we could all share. So okay. The whole idea is to have this open discussion to bring out sources of information, techniques, issues, problems, and how we could resolve those problems. After each of these sessions, we do post-meeting notes, and what we do is we circulate to everyone on the email list what was discussed, and if there's websites that are talked about, we'll put them up on there. And it also gives people a chance to interact with other people in the group, because we'll have everyone's email on there and contact information so that they can, if they hear that, for example, Valerie's doing something interesting down in Florida that they'd like to learn more about, they could contact Valerie directly. Or share, we like people to share things with the group. So that's kind of the tone that we're going to follow. Another thing that's very important in professional learning communities is that it's not a talking head like it is right now with me talking. We really want to have interaction. Pretty much like what Brian, when we got off to a great start with Brian, wanted to know something about the Kansas City program, so from Warren, what they were doing. And that is really important in what we're trying to do. This first session is going to be a little, and one other thing about these sessions is we limit them to 30 minutes. So at 2:30, we'll cut the conversation off, because we feel that it's easy to do 30 minutes. It's a lot harder when you start dragging on. So we figure 30 minutes out of a day is a little bit easier to handle. And whatever we don't cover, we could cover in another session, or we could cover in post-session notes or emails after the session's over and go from there.
Okay.
Is anyone not familiar with Brownfields and job training and its background? Is there anyone out there that...
I'm not very familiar with it.
Okay. And who is this?
Nor am I.
Okay. Okay.
This is a good area, by the way.
Okay. Let's explain a little bit about it, and those that are familiar could join in with me. Basically, we started brownfields, and I'll talk a little bit, very briefly, about HMTRI. HMTRI is Hazardous Materials Training and Research Institute. Community college, Eastern Iowa Community College, located in Davenport, Iowa, where GLOW is located. And you'll hear a lot about GLOW because she coordinates almost all of our events, and she communicates with you. We started in 1987, and we started working and developing curriculum for environmental programs. We've been working with EPA since 1987 on various environmental job training, curriculum development projects. Later, we started working with the National Science Foundation, again, working in the area of environmental education and curriculum. And in a minute, we'll have GLOW give you some websites that you may want to, before the next meeting, you may want to access. But basically, we started in 1991 with brownfields. After we had developed this environmental curriculum with Cuyahoga Community College, and we helped them set up a job training program from scratch. And that was the beginning of job training in EPA in brownfields. That developed Cuyahoga, went on and included some programs in Richmond, and slowly expanded. By 2000, we had about 25 programs going. Today, there's about 157 programs that have received funds from EPA. And they've trained about 3,200 people. So the program has expanded dramatically. Originally, it was funded by EPA through CERCLA. And we had some severe constraints over what we could train. We had to include environmental technology, and it was only about remediation techniques at brownfield sites. But after the Brownfields Revitalization Act that was passed in, I think, 2002, EPA got authority to set up a brownfields job training program, a formal program in the EPA, and they were given about $3 million a year to give to communities, and they would establish grants specifically to train people to work at brownfield sites. And for quite a while, every year about 10 grantees were selected. They would get about $200,000, and they would be used for training people at brownfields. More recently, there was some stimulus funding that was given to EPA to give to add additional brownfield training programs, and those were awarded last summer. In addition to that, we will continue, EPA will continue with an annual program. Someone just joined?
Wasima Turman from CDSE.
Okay. What was that name again?
Wasima Turman.
Wasima Turman? Okay.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Wasima.
What the state of brownfields job training is that every year EPA will give 10 to 12 grants, about $200,000 for each grant, and those grants are intended to be startup grants. In other words, they'll get your program started in the hopes that you will continue on your own and get additional funding from the state or from other job training organizations to continue your program. In many cases, you can re-up. In other words, if you sit out a year, you might be able to reapply and you can get additional funding. For example, JFY Network, called Jobs for Youth, they've been funded and refunded over the years.
I'm doing this.
That program will continue where they'll give those grants out every year, and they'll also bring in new people so that there will be a new RFP that'll go out, and those will be awarded for the next year.
Before you can build on those sites, you have to clean the tanks out and remediate the site because the contaminants.
Can you all hear me?
I'm part of the training.
There's interference on the line.
We've got someone, is someone on a speaker line or anything?
How to clean up those sites. I got a group of ex-offender women, right, who are doing asbestos.
Occasionally we'll get a glitch in here.
We can't have asbestos in the buildings anymore.
Brownfields related, whatever it is. Tank removal, asbestos.
Is it? Is it something brownfields related? Is anyone on a speakerphone? Or if you're on a speakerphone, why don't you go off the speakerphone? Occasionally we'll get in. Did someone just join?
Yes, hi, it's Paula Paris from J4 Networks in Boston. Sorry I'm late. Coming from another meeting.
Joining us.
What we're doing is just going over the history of EPA. Paula, we were just talking about your program, JFY Networks. Now, you've been... Could you tell us quickly how many times you've been funded? You just were refunded, so congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much. Let me see. I should know this, but I can tell you, I can give you a start date, and that would be 1998. So with the when the first round, us and Cypress Mandela are the two remnants or relics or survivors of the initial round of job training grants. So
now, Lynn,
delighted to be still in. And Lynn's hi, Lynn.
Lynn's on the
Hi.
Line, so you got to be careful. Lynn, how about your program?
I think we came in on 98.
Did you come in 98?
98 or 99. I thought it was 98, but we just feel like we've been doing it so long the years don't matter anymore. But we haven't been funded through EPA for about 4 years. We have gotten funding through labor here in New Jersey, but we've continued to run the Brownfields job training.
Lynn is a perfect example of what EPA would love to see everyone do, which is very, very difficult. And I think you may be one of the few programs that do that.
Yeah. Real success story there.
Oh, thank you.
They got initial seed money. They may have been re-upped once or twice, but then they are now getting Department of Labor. What is your program funded now at, Lynn?
We have a couple different pieces, and we just got another new grant for almost $1 million to expand what we're doing. But we've hooked into some green training along with Brownfield. So we're at probably, with everything combined, a little over $2 million.
Wow.
Yeah, for the Brownfield and the environmental pieces that we're doing.
That's terrific. I have to say, I think New Jersey, the stuff that's happening in New Jersey is really extraordinary. So there's something going on in New Jersey that I think is conducive to.
Now, OAI is not shabby either. OAI is on the line, and I think you guys are over $1 million now, aren't you? And if you combine now, and it's not all Brownfield, you've got other grants, but you're up there too.
Yep, Chicago's a good place to be too. Is Patrick on the line?
Well, actually, I'm with OAI, but I'm based in Kansas City, and I can't recall the total grant if you look at the overall operation in Chicago, but it's massive. And Kansas City's just got a piece.
But what we're demonstrating to the new grantees and those who haven't written a grant yet is that basically they all started with a little $200,000 grant from EPA as a pilot to get started, but it gave them the critical mass to go on and expand their program. And now they're all kind of flying. Some are flying on their own, and some are flying with additional EPA assistance, which is fine. And they've expanded their... Go ahead.
I have a question. My question is, we're already, my program that we're with, we just became a Conservation Corps and we got that grant funding. Also, we are funded by the Department of Labor, and I was wondering if that disqualifies us with a, for applying for a grant with the EPA.
Nope.
I think someone just answered. Could, do you want to expand?
I don't think so. Lynn, that sounds like...
No, that wouldn't disqualify you at all. In fact, you could probably use some of that for leverage.
Yeah, this is Christina. I'm with EPA. That's one thing when we're reviewing the grants, when we see that you have something established already and you have those more of the soft courses taken care of, it really helps you out in the review process.
Sure, and I was wondering, you know, in the email that you guys send out after this, is there any way you could maybe outline and just maybe direct me to how to apply for this grant?
What will happen, will there, and the EPA person can speak to this, they will publish an announcement of a request for proposals, and we'll let everyone know about that. And we're going to make sure everyone is also on our listserv, which Glo can talk a little bit about in a minute. And we'll let everyone know about it. And the nice thing about the PLCs is we can, because it's a public forum and anyone can come to this, we can discuss. We can't help individual people with their grants, but we can talk in a public forum. Now, EPA cannot once the announcement is made, but we can talk in a public forum about issues that relate to grants and the essential elements of writing a good grant. We don't call it the essential elements of writing a good grant. We like to refer to it as the essential elements of developing a good, sustainable, and efficient program. And so in the process of doing that, you are doing all the right things. And on the line today, we have the experts, Lynn and Paula, and we'll be bringing on some additional people as we go along that are very familiar with the topics we're going to discuss.
And can I note again, I'm sorry, real quick, just the RFP for EPA will probably be coming out in June is what we're shooting for now. So you have a little bit of time before that is out. And so any help you could get from your EPA coordinator on that, you can get a lot more help now before the announcement comes out in June. So you might want to, even if you Google EPA job training brownfields in your region, you should probably be able to find your coordinator.
And we strongly urge everyone to, even if you may not submit a grant for sure, call up the EPA regional rep. And Christina, do you want to tell them how they can get a hold of their EPA Brownfields job training rep?
Yeah, you know, I'm not quite sure yet. I'm new to this program myself, and I'm not sure who's in each region, but I find the EPA website is much more difficult than Google. So when I need to find something for EPA, I normally Google EPA, and then I do job training. And if you look on your regional site there, that's probably the best way to go about it.
Hi, this is Paula. Actually, if you put Brownfields in there, EPA Brownfields,
yes,
that'll actually narrow it down even a little better for you. That's how I agree about the EPA website. That's what I do.
Yeah, I work here and I don't even use it. I just Google it.
One thing, this is Glo. One thing we have on our Brownfields Toolbox website, if you look on the homepage, one of those is how do I contact in my region to get more information on EPA's.
Oh, there you are. There it is.
Hello.
Glo, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you're fading in and out. Are you on a speakerphone? Okay.
Is that better?
Much better. Could you do two things, Glo? Talk about the ATEC, the listserv, and the Brownfield Toolbox in our remaining
minutes. One of the things that HMPRI does with our cooperative agreement to work with EPA on their Brownfields initiative is we just finished completely redoing our Brownfields Toolbox website, and you guys are talking right now about how to find your EPA regional rep. On the Brownfields Toolbox homepage, on the left side, there's an FAQ section, and one of the questions is in there that we've put is, who do I contact in my region to get more information on EPA's job training grants? And so I've got listed in there all 10 regions with a person's name, their email address, and their phone number. So that would be a very easy place to get to find all 10 regions. And we also have right above that a list of states that belong to each region so that if you don't know what region you're in, you can look there too. Now, I do want to give you a note here that Region 1, I have not updated their contact information yet, so the rest of the region should be correct. Region 1 right now is not, and I'll get that changed as soon as possible. But the web address for the Brownfields Toolbox is www.brownfields-toolbox.org.
Toolbox or toolkit? Toolbox?
Toolbox. T-O-O-L-B-O-X .org.
Okay. All right. Good.
And then there's also there's an introduction. There's a whole list of references that talk about funding sources, labor market assessment, partnerships. Just kind of explore. On the very last tab on the right side is called PLC Corner. And like Mike mentioned, the recordings from these telephone conversations get posted to this website. That's where they'll be, in the PLC Corner. The audio version will be posted as well as the notes from each session.
Right.
So just kind of go there and explore, and we'll definitely talk about the toolbox again, but you might want to look at it before our next session. The next website that I wanted to bring your attention to is the Advanced Technology Environmental and Energy Center. That acronym is ATEEC. The web address is www.ateec.org. There's a lot of things on there. That's a center that I also work with that's funded by the National Science Foundation. There's a lot of information right there right now on green jobs, that type of thing. So you might want to also explore that website. All of the products that we've developed are available as a free download, and there's a recent defining environmental technology chart that we just did, defining energy technology. All of those things are available from the ATEC website for free.
Okay.
The other thing that Mike mentioned was the listserv. I will add all of you who are not already on the listserv. We actually do three listservs. We have one for EPA-funded grantees. We have another one for outreach, which would be where you guys fit in. And then we have another one that we just recently did with Superfund contractors that EPA headquarters gave me a list. And so we have been trying to work with the contractors in helping the grantees to place their students. So all three of those listservs are available, and we maintain all of those. Those kinds of announcements for the next round of job training grants, information on the national EPA convention, announcements for the annual grantee meeting that we hold, all of those things get posted to those listservs. So you will be able to get information that way also.
Great.
Mike, was there something else you wanted me to add?
That's great. And of course, you could either email anything to either Glow or myself. We like to keep a list of everyone's emails. If you know anyone who wants to join the group, it's open-ended, and people come to the group as they find it might help them. So you could just drop us a line with your emails. And the reason we like to do that is when we send the post-session notes, which will have websites and things like that on it, we'd like everyone to get that, so that they could communicate among themselves. So this is basically our first session, an introductory session was what we wanted to do. You know, one of the things to talk about is the new RFP coming up in June, and hopefully everyone who's already got grants may want to polish up their grant for a new submission, and those who are thinking of developing one may want to ask questions, and we'll go over all the elements of brownfield job training. and try to make our programs better or create new ones. And,
I have a,
go ahead.
This is Brian Miller. I got a question about to whom do we send our email address to get on this PLC list?
Okay.
Send it to Mike Sinew. He's the, Brian, were you on the list? Because I'm not seeing you on the list.
Actually, Chris was on the list. Chris Gillespie.
Yeah, she forwarded this to me, so I guess I'm kind of a guest.
Send it to,
okay.
Send it to me, M. Sinew, M-S-E-N-E-W, at AOL.com.
Okay.
M, S as in Sam, E-N-E-W, at AOL.com. And what's your email? Is it is yours Comcast also, or is yours Bucks County EDU, or Bucks.edu?
It's MillerBR at Bucks.edu.
Miller.br?
No, just MillerBR.
Good. Okay. Well, we'll send you post-session notes and go from there.
And you'll also get added to the listserv too, Brian.
Okay, thank you.
Well, we're going to hold true to our 30-minute limit, and thanks, everyone, for joining. And our next session is going to be on the 28th, same time, same place, and we're going to talk about funding sources. So, and I may be calling some of you to help facilitate that topic on not only the EPA funding, but other sources of funding. And we'll, between now and then, communicate by email, if it's all right with all you.
That'd be great.
Thanks for joining. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.